We are on our last and fifth minute. Let's begin this at 200. Ready? He didn't tell you the reasons he wanted you to leave.
I don't recall, no.
It had nothing to do with picking up the telephone and hearing you talking to Victor.
I think Jonathan assumed a lot of stuff. He claimed that he could read minds or something. I don't know what was going on, but Jonathan is the type of person who assumes a lot of things, and he calls it his truth, okay? No matter what I told him or what I said, he called me a liar. So as far as whatever I told him about anything, he would assume something else anyway. So what was the point?
You admitted previously that you said in your mind the marriage was over.
Yeah.
So were you not free to pursue other relationships then?
In my mind, yes.
Did you not pursue other relationships with people on the internet?
Not relationships, no. I mean, I'm not the type of person to get into a relationship really, really quick. I mean, I wouldn't pursue a relationship.
If you were the one to pick up the phone and Jonathan was talking to a woman, would you not assume that they were...
Actually, he did a few times. I have proof of something he placed on the internet, to be honest.
And did you place anything on the internet?
Did I place anything on the internet?
Yes, besides your picture.
I put ads out there for friendships with other women. I'd have to think exactly what I put.
What about friendships with other men?
Mom seeking friends in the city with other moms.
What about other men?
Other men? I didn't have any relationships with other men, no.
Did you put an ad out for other men?
No.